Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Sono Musette presents the music of 20th century Paris on May 25th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. My guest this morning, French chanteuse, Mimi Perrard. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning, Charlie.
You are the vocalist for Sono Musette.
That's correct.
Tell me about the group.
So the group is five members, myself and Robert Lunsford on accordion, and Richard Andrews on the drums, Jan Martinelli, bass and piano, she switches, and then Isaac Van Devere on guitar and bass. We do solely French music, so music from the mid-centuries, Edith Piaf, Charles Aznavour, Jacques Brel, and then we also write our own music kind of in that style.
Excellent. How long have you guys been around?
We've been around, it's kind of complicated, we've been around since 2016 about, but then I had to take a two-year break due to a vocal injury, so we're just starting back up this April was our first concert.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
This concert is the, like you said, the music of 20th century Paris. Take me back. Take me back to 20th century Paris. What are we talking about when we say that?
It goes back to a time where it happened here too, where people wrote songs in teams. So there was usually a writer and a musician, a lyricist, and a composer, and these songs are little stories. And people tend to think they're mostly about love, but a lot of them are kind of darker than that. They're usually about more of the worker class and the hardships that they have. Some of them are definitely about love. They're always about accordions somewhere in there. There's always an accordion. And they're just really intense little stories that swell. And I just love them. Full of emotion, full of description, if you understand French. I tend to describe the songs before I sing them, just so people can relate a little bit more if they don't already know the song.
Sure. Yeah. How did you discover this music?
I grew up in France. My dad's French. And that's, Edith Piaf is kind of, Charles Aznavour, all those people are like Frank Sinatra. Everybody knows them. That's what I grew up hearing. And I really didn't like them when I was little, unless my parents' music.
Right.
But now I find that they have a special place in my heart and I really relate to singing them.
So this concert coming up in Sebastopol, like you said, it's kind of a rebirth a bit for the group.
Yes.
So what is it, what's been the process of kind of coming back together with these players, and did it take anything to kind of refine that spark, or were you able to just, you never left?
I was really lucky because everybody in the band is really into the project, and they all were very supportive, and we kept in touch throughout that time, and then we actually started practicing about 6 months ago. We have a new guitar player, and everybody's right there. Everybody believes in the project and really enjoys it, so it's nice to have a really common ground like that and feel supported.
Excellent. And what is the mood like when an audience gets transported to 20th century Paris at these shows? Are we dancing, or are we sitting and snapping our fingers?
It tends to be more of a sit-down show. I've been told a lot of times that people do feel a lot of emotions, that you'll have your hairs on the back of your neck, do the tickle
Absolutely.
Thing. So it's that kind of, raw emotion kind of a show.
That's Sono Musette, the music of 20th century Paris. This is on May 25th at 7:30 p.m., Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Have you played there before?
Yes, we have.
What's that venue like?
It's very nice. It's a nice stage. It's usually a sit-down place, although they can, make it more cafe style. There's a little art room beforehand in the front where you can look at art. Yeah.
Love it. And you can get tickets in advance at sebarts.org. Do you know how much the tickets are going for? I don't have it in front of me.
I believe they are $15 in advance and $20 at the door.
Excellent. Very reasonable.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yes.
Family friendly.
Family friendly. And I would advise getting a ticket early because in the past we've had to turn down some people. So
it's going to be a sellout, folks.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Sono Musette. Thank you, Mimi, for coming in this morning.
Thanks a bunch, Charlie.
Yes. Good luck. Look forward to seeing more of Sono Musette in the future.
Yeah. Thank you.
Again, my name is Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.